My name is Katia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This fixation is for Hipólito Belez, H-I-P-O-L-I-T-O-B-E-L-E-Z. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Unfortunately, because the patient does not have the most recent laboratory workup completed, we are unable to assess the kidney function, the status of the kidney function at this time. The patient states he will complete the lab work at his primary care provider's office and in Central Florida clinic, and we'll have them fax it to us. We will not schedule the next appointment until we have received the fax results and have reviewed them with the patients over the phone, period. Number two, BPH. The patient has a Foley catheter. For urinary retention, he has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Cletus Georges, C-L-E-T-U-S-G-E-O-R-G-E-S, urologist in Lake Wales, and he's supposed to complete an intervention. However, the patient and nor his daughter are aware of what the intervention is. Period. Per the daughter, Dr. Georges stated that the facility in Lake Wales is too small and does not have the required resources for the intervention, which is supposed to be completed. As a result, a larger facility is required. We will request the medical records from that office for clarification on what procedure is supposed to be done, and for evaluation of the next steps, period. We discussed referring the patient to Dr. Booker Putnam, B-U-K-K-A-P-A-T-N-A-M. If there is any delays or difficulties moving forward with the required procedure per the daughter's concerns, for alleviation of the obstructive uropathy, period. Number two, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 166/104 initially. However, the repeated blood pressure was 165/70, period. We provided the patient with blood pressure logs and advise him to monitor his blood pressure twice a day to see if there is consistent elevation of the blood pressure. Period. We have not, we did not adjust any medications at this time, but may do so if there is a continued trend of hypertension at home. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Again, since we do not have labs, we do not know what the lipid panel reveals. Period. He is taking pravastatin 80 milligrams daily. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Continue with the current regimen for now until we receive the lab results. Next line, coronary artery disease. He follows up with his cardiologist. Next line, renal cyst. We will monitor for now and repeat the renal ultrasound in a year if the patient becomes symptomatic or has deteriorated kidneys, kidney function. The most recent ultrasound dated /22/22 reveals normal sized kidney functions with the left measuring 10.5 centimeters with normal echogenicity and vortex size. And the right measuring 9.6 centimeters with normal echogenicity, period. There are evidence, there is evidence of simple cysts as well as a complex Bosniak type 2 cyst in the upper pole. As previously stated, we will continue to monitor with yearly ultrasounds for now. Period. Next line, BPH, as noted on the renal ultrasound, which reveals prostate size of 7.8 centimeter and volume of 283 cc's. Again, we are waiting to receive the medical records from the urologist in Lake Wales. Next line. We will contact the patient over the phone to review the most recent laboratory workup once we receive them from Central Florida clinic. And then we will schedule the next appointment based on the results. End.